Ibram X. Kendi is a genius. At least the MacArthur Foundation dubbed him one when they named him part of their 2021 Fellows class this week. The Fellows are also known as MacArthur Geniuses. This annual handful of academics, artists, writers, thinkers, creators receive global recognition and $625,000, which they are free to spend however they see fit. Kendi's one of three Fellows from the area. He's founder and director of the Boston University Center for Anti-Racist Research and author of the best-selling book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. We caught up with Professor Kendi earlier today, and I began by congratulating him and asking how it felt when he found out.
When I got the news, I said, "Are you serious?" Because I was in disbelief. First thing I did was tell my wife, and she's kind of screamed.
Were you both home at the time?
Yes, we were.
That's so great. So the foundation says they chose you for, quote, advancing conversations around anti-Black racism and possibilities for repair in a variety of initiatives and platforms, end quote. I wonder, do you think there is a particular piece of your body or work or something specifically that you've done in the last few years that stood out to them that put you into this class of fellows?
It's hard for me to necessarily say, but, I suspect it's probably my, two more prominent books, Stand From the Beginning and How to Be an Anti-Racist, which are books that sort of helped allow people, the American people, but even people, outside of this country, to really begin to understand the distinction between racism and anti-racism, and even begin to understand how they can be anti-racist and how indeed we need to be anti-racist if we're going to build an equitable and just society.
I wonder, is there something in your work that for you, holds a particular glow or a particular place of pride in this body of work that you've produced at a pretty young age?
I think certainly I'm engaged in my own personal research and writing, but having the capacity to build the Center for Anti-Racist Research at BU, having the capacity as part of that effort to continue to do our sort of annual anti-racist book festival, of course, building the Emancipator. I'm also working to build a production shingle we're calling Maroon Visions. And so for me, I'm personally excited about these other sort of projects that not only allow me to support the work of other creators and thinkers and writers, but actually deliver real sort of change for everyday people.
And the Emancipator, of course, is the news platform you're doing with the Boston Globe that comes out of the abolitionist paper tradition, correct?
Exactly, yes.
So sometimes winners of this grant get recognized because they can either see a problem or an issue or a challenge or an opportunity just really differently than anyone else can or does. Do you think that's you with your work on anti-racism? Are you just able to stand in a place where you see things differently?
Well, it's hard for me to necessarily say that, but I can certainly say that in many ways, as people, we've been arguing very viciously, for the most part, over the term racism itself, over the term racist, over who and what we should be striving to be. And in many ways, we've been using different languages to talk about the same problem, different vocabularies. And so what I've been specifically seeking to do is, use the lens of history and use evidence to really define terms for people like racism, like anti-racism, like racist idea and anti-racist sort of policy, which then allows us to have an evidence-based conversation about the world that we live in and how we can change it.
Why do you think our national argument about this term, racism, is so vicious?
Because unfortunately, historically, those who are being racist have typically defined racist in a way that exonerates them And that's how and why in my work I talk about how racism in a structural sense, or being racist in an individual sense, that the heartbeat of both has historically been denial. So even in my book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, I ended up defining these terms in a way that even applied to me. And I think it's important for us, you know, to do so, as opposed to defining racist in a way that always exonerates us. One of the fundamental differences is in being anti-racist is the willingness to admit the times in which we're being racist, while to be racist is to always deny the times in which we're being racist.
Colloquially, MacArthur Fellowships, MacArthur Awards are known as genius awards or genius grants. People are MacArthur geniuses. What does that word mean to you? And I wonder if there's anybody in your life, someone you've known and who has influenced you, that you consider to be a true genius.
I mean, there's just so many people, and some of the people have been recognized, you know, by the foundation, you know, but I think that, you know, thinking about people who are deceased, you know, people like Zora Neale Hurston and W.E.B. Du Bois and James Baldwin, or even people living today like, you know, Angela Davis, or, you know, even actual geniuses like, you know, Nicole Hannah Jones and Bryan Stevenson and others. But even people who I've been taught by, I've been inspired by, you know, have been absolutely critical in my own journey, many of whom I chronicle in How to Be an Anti-Racist. And so that's the beauty. I mean, you know, anything that has come from me has really came out of the community, you know, that I've been raised in.
So what's possible for your work because of this award that maybe wasn't yesterday?
So I think that's precisely what I'm still trying to process, because I'm so used to, if I do receive funds to support the work, there's typically strings attached, or they're meaning that there are restrictions, they're supposed to go to a particular thing. And so to have the flexibility to just even ask that question is something that's certainly new to me, that I'm still trying to figure out.
I can hear in your voice just the idea of that freedom and what it might mean. I that's just really striking to hear.
It is, and I think that's why the MacArthur Foundation provides these fellowships each year. That's why they're so valued, because it's just so rare, you know, as a thinker and creator and scholar, to have this type of, you know, this level of resources and this level of flexibility wrapped in one.
So this 2021 class is quite a class. You know, you're among Reginald Dwayne Betts, Nicole Fleetwood, Jacqueline Stewart. Is there anyone from your class that you are most excited to get to know, or maybe work with or learn from?
I think what I'm most excited really you know, about is that two members of the class, you know, are formerly incarcerated, you know, people. One who, Dwayne, who is now, you know, a great poet, and Desmond, who's, you know, civil rights, you know, activist. And so to be a part of a class with people who were, you know, formerly incarcerated in a nation where people do not and cannot, for whatever reason, conceive of incarcerated people as whole people, as intelligent people, as people who are indeed geniuses, too, and can be, you know, is certainly something that is exciting for me to be a part of this.
That was Ibram X. Kendi, author, historian, and founder and director of the Boston University Center for Anti-Racist Research. He is also one of this year's MacArthur Fellows. Stay with us. Coming up, Brady Belichick. It is happening. We will check the score next. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.